We're now joined by head coach Caitlin Oaf of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. Only game here in the last week for Gilman City was a 49-10 loss last Thursday night to North Harrison. Before that, a 52-14 loss to Tri-County on the 8th and a 63-22 loss to Green City on the 4th. Coach, young talent on your team, certainly, but it looks like that your level of competition has been increased in January. It's been kind of a tough stretch here for the girls.
Yes, we've met a lot of good teams in the past couple weeks, and we're really adjusting.
What are the things that, and we were just talking off the air a little bit, how it's been easier said than done this week to get the girls into practice, but you did get some good practice time in last week before the snow came in for the weekend. What have the girls kind of picked up on in practice?
We've been doing a lot of ball handling, passing drills, getting up and down the floor with the boys a few times, trying to get that level of competition, used to seeing that, and we're still on fundamentals. We still got to get those down before we meet the better teams.
So with fundamentals, ball handling, passing, sometimes it's just being able to get the ball up and down the floor without having a double dribble or a travel. Are those kind of the things that are first and foremost on your mind right now?
Yes, definitely, especially with that kind of pressure on us that teams have been playing against us.
So I was talking with Coach Clark on the boys' side about how you can see things in practice that are steps in the right direction. But it's different for young people on game nights, and things move faster. You get more nervous. All those things. What are the ways that are you as a coach trying to take the good things in practice and trying to get them more often into games and not have the girls be as nervous?
Well, basically, I just tell them that they just need to relax and just play their game, because if they don't, then they will get nervous and make more mistakes. So in practice, we try to work on our basic things. I tell them to use it here, and they try, but like you said, they're young.
Yeah, and it's kind of that. It's if you see somebody and you struggle a little bit, it's almost more of a mental game than a physical game, isn't it? For you as a coach, where you try to get them the confidence to be able to go out there and do it.
Definitely, that's all it is. Really, it's just they have the ability, and you just got to talk them through it.
When you look back at your season, it looks to me like, and I know level of competition is certainly involved when you struggle a little bit, but you had that Union Star, Stuartsville, Winston run back in mid-December where the girls, they started to put things together and the ball was going in the hoop more consistently. When you look back at that amount a month ago, Coach, what were the girls doing well in that stretch?
They were just moving the ball and being more aggressive and actually scoring. Right now, They're being timid because we play tougher competition, so they're scared they're going to turn it over or they're scared they're going to miss, which girls are like that, so you have to convince them that, hey, it's okay to miss. You can make mistakes, but you've got to take that ball to the hole or nothing's going to get done.
Yeah, especially because they're young, and I think people who look at your roster, you can see that you're depending on 9th and 10th graders to do the bulk of your scoring, which they have talent, but it's difficult too because you're playing against a lot of girls that are 2-3 years older than your girls.
Exactly.
So it's always interesting when you see somebody and then you see them the next game out. And granted, with the way the weather's been, that rematch with North Harrison gets pushed back a little bit. Right now, it's going to be 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Gilman. When you look at the way you played against North Harrison, Coach, I feel like it's a team you can play against and certainly play better the second time around, especially against that team. What are the things that you're looking for tomorrow night?
We just got to pack in the lane and try to avoid getting them in there. I mean, that's their strong point, is getting in the lane. They're not a big shooting team, so I've been working with their girls to come pack the lane and help and try to box out and get as many rebounds as we can. That's going to be our strong point that night.
At this point offensively, Coach, I've seen teams that are young teams that are athletic and they get out and they can run a little bit, maybe get some points on transition, and maybe if you end up in one of those games where, you're stuck and people are guarding you 5-on-5, it's more difficult. Offensively, are you at the point right now where you feel like if you can get some steals and get out and run a little bit, that helps the girls to get out of that half court?
Yeah, I think if we can just get up and do a lot of transition, I'll be fine. But, their nerves get to them, and that's when our turnovers start. So, I would love for them to be a running team, but right now they're in the learning process of getting to that point.
So, defensively, what are the things that you're trying to instill in the girls defensively to try to get some things going on that end?
You know, just, you know, be in the passing lane, trying to get as much steals as possible, and but don't overplay too much where we get back cut. You know, it's just the little things to get steals, and they're still learning how to do those things.
Yeah, you know, you get caught too where I mentioned already, or mid-December, where you had Union Star, Stuartsville, and Winston. And you were more competitive. You got to win against Union Star in one of those games. And then Green City, yep. Tri-County, and North Harrison, they're a little bit more stiff as far as the competition level. So you got North Harrison, but you also have Newtown Harris around the bend. You know, Grundy, who had lost a couple of pieces here in the last couple of weeks. You got East Harrison on February the 1st. It's kind of dangerous because you want the girls to kind of take things one game at a time, right? But do you kind of accept the fact that they kind of look at the schedule and say, hey, this is a team we feel like we can play against?
Yeah, I mean, they always think, hey, we can get this game, can't we? And I'm always like, yeah, we can, but we can't think. You know, you can never overlook a team because sometimes they'll bring their game and some nights you don't. So we try to not do that, but we know, hey, we can get a win here if we do these certain type of things.
Yeah, it's human nature. And the other thing is, too, and I know it's a lot easier thing to instill than it sounds, but you want the girls to not worry about the opponent and just play their game every game, right?
Exactly, yeah. And they do that a lot. They look at the opponent and they, you know, get a little nervous.
So with this group, you know, kind of the same conversation that we'll have here in just a couple of moments with Coach Clark on the boys' side. It's not a one-year deal. It's going to be 2 or 3 years down the road because you have so many girls that, you know, the bulk of their scoring is coming from underclassmen. Where do you, when you envision this team in 2.5 years, Coach, when they're upperclassmen and juniors and seniors, where do you feel like, where can this team be in a couple of years?
I think we'll be a pretty solid team because even the girls behind them are a really athletic group. So having them combined will be a quick and pretty strong team. And I'm looking forward to the season, but we got to get these girls ready now to be ready in the future.
So with the junior high group that you kind of mentioned there, what do they have? Are they kind of smaller? Are you going to have some bigger, you know, athleticism above average? What does that team look like right now?
Yeah, they're very athletic, above average. They're very quick and they're ball smart. They've been playing together since a very young age. So they've only lost one game this year in regular season.
You know, you can tell the girls until you're blue in the face, hey, you know, 2 years from now, this is going to be a different story than what we got now. And the girls can see it, but it's also hard when you're losing more and you're winning at this point. Is it something that you feel like, did the girls see the big picture, or are they kind of, you know, when you do lose more than you win, is it hard to kind of keep their spirits up at this point?
I try to tell them about the big picture, but, you know how girls are. They get very upset with all the losses, and they're young, so they get frustrated. But, you know, you just got to keep telling them, you'll be fine. A couple years from now, we'll be doing fine. You'll be beating all these teams. But right now, you're very young. And everyone above us right now, or everyone that we're playing right now, is older than us.
Yeah, I've said that too. Yeah, everybody else going to graduate, people.
Mm-hmm,
and Gilman City, not so much. So on Thursday, you do play Tri-County, and that's another rematch. You're going to play the Lady Mustangs at 4:30. From the first time you played them, Coach, back on the 8th, what are you hoping to see differently the second time around?
I'm hoping we can handle the press a little better, handle the speed, try to get used to that speed. So we'll probably play the boys a lot in practice, try to get used to that intensity, and try to, you know, cover the shooters, do some different things defensively, and try to score more.
So as of right now, and I just got this information within the hour here at midday from Coach Clark, everything has been pushed back, so all the Wednesday games at Gilman City were originally Monday. All the Thursday games are Tuesday, and they are going to use Pattonsburg for half of the games on Friday and Saturday, although which games those will be, that's to be determined. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck to you and the Lady Hawks over the next two nights.
Well, thank you.